Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 18th, 2013. Happy President's Day. I know after my Iwana class last night, the boys were all excited that they were getting today off. Hi, guys. And my Iwana experience fits well with our special guest that's on the line with me. I've called him long distance to his home in Nazareth, Israel. And he's the director of CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, so you're going to learn all about that. And I have him on because in 13 days, a Great News Radio group of 21 will be visiting and serving in Israel and assisting Fadi in a few different projects. So to set the stage, before I read a special email, here's a few verses on children. Matthew 11:25. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Matthew 18:3. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Mark 9:37. Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. And Luke 18:16. But Jesus called the children to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Well, our theme today is serving children. And as a group of 21 that will be serving in Israel in less than 2 weeks, I ask for your prayers and support, and this is an email that I sent out to our delegates and other friends. Hi and shalom, friend. I hope all is well with you. Exciting news and needs mentioned below, so please help us fulfill our high calling to be servants and ambassadors for Christ. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, Isaiah 43:10. Israel, serve and learn. Comfort, comfort my people. Isaiah 40, verse 1. As we prepare to extend love and care to the people of Israel, I thought it important to update you on a few things. We are in the process of sorting 5 large bags of teddy bears and beanie babies to take with us. I also will be picking up approximately 200 handmade items created by a dear radio listener, Bev Lane of Paxton, Illinois, that includes small pillows, security blankets, wrist purses, small tote bags, and kid pads. We are also hoping to collect some school supplies, stickers, and small novelty prizes. Note list below and help us get the word out. Care will be extended to toddlers and young Arab children at a Nazareth Baptist school and at a Christian Bible Club center in Nazareth, families to be determined at a Jewish kibbutz in Tiberias, traumatized Jewish and Arab kids at a Jewish psychiatric hospital in Safed, various children of all ages hospitalized at Ha'emek Medical Center in the Valley of Armageddon, and Ethiopian Jewish children at an absorption center near Jerusalem. Our wish list includes variety of papers, colored tissue, clay, Play-Doh, crayons, markers, chalk, brushes, stickers, felt, glue sticks, glitter, paste, puppets, sketchbooks, journals, glue brushes, popsicle sticks, rounded scissors, and trinkets, tiny treasures, little toys for scripture memory prizes. Ideally, cash for these items would be best and can be mailed to the station, Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, and write Israel Supplies in the memo line. If you or the people you know would like to donate any of the above items, please be sure that they are delivered to the Community Evangelical Free Church by Wednesday, February 27th. Please contact Great News Radio at 217-367-7777 or email us at staff@greatnewsradio.org if you have questions. All gifts are tax deductible. All right, everybody. Help us make a difference in children's lives. So, Fadi, thanks for being available. And what's the Lord been teaching you lately?
Well, Mark, before I answer that question, I would like to comment on the email concerning that letter from this lady, one of the listeners, who had handmade about 200 pieces of the sewing things. I appreciate what she did. We thank her so much, and we just are encouraged by such people who are doing all they can, you know, for other people around the world. So I want to thank you for that. And to answer your question, the Lord is doing much with us here in general and in my life especially. For example, just yesterday I had the opportunity to preach in the Nazareth Baptist Church. That's the church I attend every week. And I play the piano there for the songs, for the worship hymns. But then every 2 months, I get a chance to share the word. And the Lord is giving us a great opportunity to work among the children in that church as well. And at the school, which is next door, the Nazareth Baptist School, in which CEF leads one or two of the weekly chapel services there for the children. And so the Lord is using CEF in this capacity. Also, you know, on the side of our regular weekly ministry that reaches throughout all Galilee. So I praise the Lord because he shows me every day what a great need there is. You know, when we go out to these children and we hear their response, especially those that are from a non-Christian background, it just touches our hearts to see how the children are so happy, so joyful, hearing the word of God, and many of them even responding and praying with us. So it's just a great thing to praise the Lord for. I thank all those people that are listening and those who have said that they wish to help. I would encourage you to help us in this way that we could have these gifts that we give to the children. This is a way that each one can help in either sending money that could help in purchasing these little gifts that we give to the children all over the Galilee here, to the Arabic-speaking children especially. It's prizes for those who tell their memory verses by heart, or it's like these children I just visited in the hospital yesterday in the afternoon. Most of them were non-Christian background, and their mothers and brothers sitting with them in the hospital. We give them, you know, a book from CEF. It's called the Wonder Book. And also a little prize. So that's something is very needful here. And also the same in our Mailbox Club ministry, in which we send the correspondence lessons to the children who are involved with us. And with every lesson, we would send them a little prize, you know, stickers or such little things that children like to have. So I would encourage you all, if you would like to share and be partnering with us, this is one of the ways you could do, other than praying as well for us, every time you would think of the children here in Israel.
Fadi, I'm so thankful to have you on the line with me. And last night I was with my Awana boys, and it's a very similar program where they memorize verses, yes, where they have a little lecture, a talk, and there's council time and sharing and games. And
that's
and,
right.
And so for some of our listeners unfamiliar with the Good News Clubs and Child Evangelism Fellowship, tell us a little about the roots, because we have some local people, and they're probably tuned in this morning, Wayne and Carol King, that know all about this ministry.
Oh, that's good that you mentioned their names. I cannot thank the Lord enough for them, for their life. They are the people who established the CF work and ministry in Israel. And it was in the year 1966. It's the year I was born. And so that's the year the ministry was established by Wayne and Carol King, who are now in Fisher in Illinois, back in their house there. And from there, they are still thinking of us and sending us emails, praying for us, supporting the work every way they can. And I appreciate you mentioning them. So that's how the ministry was established here in Nazareth. And from there, teacher training classes were done in different churches and villages around the Galilee. And from that, I was trained and then it was involved with them in the work as a volunteer teacher. And that's when they approached me and told me, you know, if I would be interested to be more in the ministry. And I praise the Lord that I got the training with CEF and was able to return back to the country and lead the work.
Now, I'm calculating, because you were born in 1966, you're about 47 years old now, right?
That's correct. correct.
And I'm thinking, wow, all the energy that you continue to still pour out. I know you have a very busy schedule. In fact, you're fitting in our group. We're going to be there in 2 weeks, and we're going to serve
That's
alongside
right.
with you. We're very excited about that and the different projects.
Yeah, we are excited. Uh-huh.
And so you
yes.
still pour forth a lot of effort and energy. I mean, I know how busy your schedule is. How does the Lord sustain you through all the demands on your time and you know, your family and your church work and involvement and the Good News Bible clubs and all the ministry
yeah.
work you're doing as other groups come into the country and you help host them and lead them along?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, hearing it from you, it sounds like too much. I never thought of it like that, you know, because I'm in it and I'm living it every day, each day at a time. And just the Lord provides, you know, our daily needs. And He is supporting me through, you know, people like you and others who are praying for us, supporting us. And I have a team of volunteers who are with me working, you know, doing the ministry. That helps a lot. In every village I go, there are those who have received training in the past, and they help me there in the program. So praise the Lord that He has put well and nice people around us. And the church is here. You know, they are all behind us, supporting us in the ministry, even though they cannot do that financially. But they are doing what they can in providing help, you know, and opening their doors up for us for this work. So that's how the Lord is supporting and sustaining us all. And He keeps us in good health. You know, this is the main thing, so we can continue.
On the line with me is Fadi Ramadan. He lives and grew up in the Nazareth area. That would be Israel. And if you can tell by his voice, it's not like an American accent. And with the name like Fadi Ramadan, I trust your roots growing up might be a little different than ours here in the United States. Tell us about that faith journey you've been on and how you came to Christ growing up in your environment.
Yeah, that's a good question and a good remark. Thank you for asking that, because in my name you can find both religions already mentioned there, because the word Fadi, the name Fadi means redeemer. And yet the other word, the family name Ramadan, as you know, is this Muslim fasting month or holiday that's famous. So the Christian family, my grandparents, their grandparents used to live in a Muslim quarter in Nazareth when they got that name. So it's like a nickname they called their family. And from that time on, they continued calling them Ramadan. So that's where we got that name from. And so now Fadi Ramadan has meaning now. It's a different meaning. Anyway, all the neighborhood, all Nazareth at that time was the Arabic community, and so more Christians at that time than Muslims. But now the Muslim people are growing more in number. So you will see it's about maybe 50-50 inhabitants in Nazareth. This is how it is today. And then I got to know the Lord when I was attending one of CEF ministries. I was with my mother. I was 10 years old, and that's when the Lord touched my heart. Even though I grew up in a Christian believing family, I understood that I needed to confess my own sin and accept the Lord Jesus to my heart as my Savior. So I did that, and I thanked the Lord for the CEF ministry, because it was through them that I got to know the Lord as my personal Savior.
In the States, we know CEF as Child Evangelism Fellowship, but there in Nazareth and in Israel, it's known as Children's Evangelical Fellowship. Is that right?
That's right. And there is a reason for this. So we can be registered in the government here as a nonprofit charitable organization. And we didn't want the name evangelism to cause any problems. As you know, in this country here, evangelism is not something that is well accepted. And so it was the idea of, we call him Abu Dani, Wayne King, Abu Dani, the father of Dani. the one who established the ministry, he came up with this idea to call it, you know, we still have the first letter, CEF, but the words Children's Evangelical Fellowship, because the evangelicals were already registered in the government here as a religion, as a, an identity that is in the country. So that was the reason.
Please talk a little about identity, because you're serving, I won't say in a hostile environment, because there are wonderful Arab and Muslim people and individuals, but you're in an environment where sometimes people can be very skeptical about Christianity or Christians because of maybe some of past history, because of feelings being hurt or misunderstanding, or maybe people that had proselytized unfairly or wrongly. Yeah. And so share a little, because I think for our listeners, here you grew up in an Arab Muslim environment, and yet you're a Christian, you're a believer. And I think the better word that I've been told to use to describe yourself is either like a follower of Jesus or a believer. So talk a little about what it's like to witness and share in an Arab Muslim area.
On one hand, it's simple and easy to live here. But on the other hand, as you explained, because we are a minority in a minority, you know, it becomes difficult because the other group is growing more in number and in power, and that causes problems. But when you think of it, actually we're facing difficulties as believers, followers of Jesus Christ, also from the other Christians, those churches, we call them the traditional churches, those churches that are just, they call themselves Christians. But yet when they know about us, they think we are something else, or we are another sect, let's say, or religion. And so we are facing problems, difficulties, not only from the non-Christian communities, but also from the traditionally called Christians, which is, I don't know if it's the same in your country, but this is what we have to go through here. So on that, if we think of it from that point of view, working with the children goes beyond all those boundaries. See, this is why I am so excited, and I love the work in the ministry among the children. Because in front of you, you can have Christian children, Arab children, Muslims, every kind, and yet you are free to share with them, and they are free to accept. It's much different than all the adults and the other churches and the bigger groups.
And I know you've made progress with some of your Bible clubs and some of the inroads because you're educating these children. They're coming home and they're being more honoring to their folks, or their behavior changes. You're really pouring into them the love of Christ. And these Muslim and Arab families see a difference in their children. And so they've been very open to allowing them to attend these camps and these special clubs, right?
Yes, that is right. I can give you just little examples of this. I don't want to be, you know, arrogant about it, but it's a fact. You know, when a parent comes to the point of punishing, using this as a punishment for his children, you know, to not to let them attend one of our programs, you know, if it comes to this point, that means the child is really loving it, you know, and he looks forward to this, that a parent would use it, you know, to warn him, you know. So this is just a little example. And I have kindergarten children who don't want to go home. Their parents need to wait for them because they want to still sit and listen and just sing with us and so on. It's little stories like this, just, you know, it's amazing. It's only the Lord's work, really. It's not us, what we're saying. They see and feel the love of God in the words we say, in the songs we sing, and just the way we treat the children, we talk with them. This is something that's missing so much. That's why when you come, when the group comes with you, just you being here, it's not the language problem. It's just you being here, sharing the love, you know, of God in every way possible with the people. This is what's needed.
Well, Fadi, in just about 2 weeks, we're going to be there serving alongside you, and I hope many of our listeners will help donate and support the work that we're going to be doing and support CEF. Is there a website for more information so maybe they can log on and pray very specifically as they see some of the needs and know that you're on the front lines there in Nazareth?
Yes, there is, and we have our monthly prayer guide also they can get from that website. So it would be www.cef-il.org. If you would like to repeat it again, maybe it would be clearer, Mark.
Once again, that's cef-il.org. Well, Fadi, it's going to be great to see you again. It's been a few years, but our group is very excited. There's 21 of us coming, and
wow,
it's our Serve and Learn tour. And I know that our listeners are going to be blessed by being involved. And again, if you want to help, you can stop by cef-il.org or mail in a donation to the station and just put CEF in the memo line or put supplies for the children, and we'll make sure they get used properly and hand it over to Fadi. And I'm just excited to catch up with you. It's been a while, like I said.
It has been a while. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you, Mark, and the group.
Mm-hmm. Fadi, in our closing moments, how can we most effectively pray for you?
I would ask you, please, to pray for our health, that the Lord will keep us in good health and safe, you know, as we are most of the time on the road trying to reach to all the places we go to. And also for our personal finances, because much of what we have, we try to use as well in the ministry. So if you would pray in this way, and also pray that the children we reach, you know, the Lord will bless everything we do with them, and He would let them grow in their faith.
Well, Fadi, thanks so much for sharing. Give my best to Iman, your wife, Petra, your daughter, who I think is like 18, probably getting ready to consider college and stuff, and Yonan, your son.
That's right. I will tell them, give them greetings from you. Thank you.
Thanks for being available.
Thank you for the good work you are doing, really. This is a big support and help for us. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and we'll see how our listeners respond. I know we only have 13 more days, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
Take care.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye, Mark. Bye.
Thanks, listener, for being a part of our special unique broadcast with Fadi Ramadan, calling him in Nazareth, and he works with and directs CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship. We plan to meet up with him in a couple weeks, and we hope your support can help be the difference to bring hope to these children. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.